Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Carton Roberts on the Fan. We got lots cooking today as the big news around the Yankees came yesterday. Josh Donaldson gets suspended, but he's also on COVID protocol, so who really cares? And oh, by the way, the ace of the New York Yankees gave up 100 runs to the Baltimore Orioles and couldn't stop a two-game losing streak. Great job, Garrett Cole. Hi, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Uh-oh.
You're in a good mood because the Mets won big. Yeah.
Is someone worried?
I'm not worried about nothing. Told you the guy was an ace.
That's not on Garrett Cole entirely
last
night.
He gave up five runs. How's that ace like against the Baltimore Orioles?
How about the fact that five through nine in this lineup, basically everyone outside of Aaron Judge went 1-for-17.
Yeah, I agree, dude.
Like, let's acknowledge that, too. You're right. Garrett Cole had a weird performance last night.
He had a bad performance. Call it the way it is. Stop sugarcoating.
No, I'm going to call
the Garrett Cole the season.
Well, I haven't said anything yet. He was mostly dominant, yet for some reason had this horror show of a third inning and made one bad pitch in a sixth inning. It was a very weird performance. Because I agree, look, you give up five runs in eight innings, you know, it's a lot of runs. I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But it was odd because for half of this game, or more so 70% of this game, he was very, very dominant. But he gave up five runs, which is unacceptable.
And after the Yankees, unacceptable.
And after the Yankees rally and tie it, you want a shutdown inning. And instead, Ramon Urias hits a home run.
Bang!
And that's the difference in the game.
Well, but stop right there.
Yeah.
Here, now, last year's Yankees was like last night in this regard. When Urias hits the home run, the solo shot, to retake the lead 5-4, game over.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. That's why it comes down to this offense.
Game
You've
over.
Got 12 outs to work with against the Baltimore Orioles. You just rallied, led by Aaron Judge's game-tying home run. Do something.
Yep.
Outside of like a mini rally in the seventh, they did nothing offensively.
And I don't remember the guy's name, but I know that his ERA against the Yankees was 9. And the Yankees last night did ugats against him. Now, listen, it's one game. I mean, that's easy to say. Yanks are 16 games, whatever it is, 15 games over 500. They're in first place. It's why you build a lead so you can, kind of get through lulls in the season. There's always going to be lulls. Anyone that thought the Yankees were never going to lose three consecutive games this year is crazy. The Mets will, too, at some point. You know, who knows when, but they will because that's baseball. So I can accept that. What I can't accept is losing games with your ace on the mound to inferior teams. Period. Stop. And that's what happened last night. And oh, by the way, they went 18 innings against the White Sox and scored a single run.
Well, they've scored five runs in three games, and four of those five runs have come on the back of Aaron Judge.
Dude, they only had four hits through seven innings last night.
No, I understand.
What?
Aaron Judge is carrying them right now. I mean, Aaron Judge is their entire offense right now. They're down a bunch of guys. DJ didn't play last night, but he's cooled off. Glaber's been quiet. They just, right now, their offense is hopefully Aaron Judge hits two home runs and our pitcher's good enough to hold on and win.
And it goes back to, again, the mind-boggling decision. Again, I can't say they would have won or not. Maybe they would have. I don't know.
What, Aaron Hicks getting picked off?
No. That's going to bother me for a little while, that one.
That's why I brought it up.
Aaron Hicks hit a laser to right. Oh, well, he hit it right at the guy. You know what that's called? An out. Sorry. They replayed that, by the way. It's almost like, yes, was on the Aaron Hicks payroll last night. They showed that line drive out about seven times. Why? Because he made contact?
Hard contact. Ooh. Hard, hard, hard contact.
Like, come on, man.
But look,
and
Craig,
it defies all logic that DJ didn't play last night.
Well, no, it doesn't defy logic because the Yankees believe, and so do a lot of teams, that guys need off days. And if you're going to pick a day to take one of your better hitters off, you're going to pick it against the Orioles, not the Rays, and you're going to pick it with your best pitcher on the mound. That's what you do.
He
unfortunately... Okay, Nestor Cortez is their best pitcher?
Yeah, I'll
whatever.
Say yes to that.
Well, over the last how many starts, he probably is. But if you believe that guys are going to get off days, and the Yankees believe that, you're going to pick a Monday night against the Orioles over any of those games coming up this weekend against Tampa. That's just logical.
I don't think you got to give the guy a day off.
That's a different, Craig, that's a different discussion, though.
When you have other guys out via COVID.
Correct.
Like, you have three guys... I know Donaldson is going to be suspended a game unless he wins the appeal, which is unlikely. He's out because of COVID right now. Now, he could be back. We don't know if he has COVID or if she has COVID
contact.
He doesn't
have COVID.
Well, do we really know that?
That's what Aaron Boone said.
I don't know this.
So Aaron Boone's a liar?
I don't know if what he has and doesn't have.
That's what Aaron
I know
Boone
that
said.
I don't want him breathing on me for the next week and a half. That much I can tell you.
Right.
I don't want Joey Gallo breathing on me ever because he's got bad juju in that breath. And it'll probably make us lose in the ratings, which we never do. I don't want those people anywhere near me. Here's what I want. I just want the Yankees to be the Yankees. They're not going to win every game. I'm good with that. I accept that.
Except you're bitching over a three-game losing streak.
Because all you people think that this guy's the ace of the staff. He gave up a million runs last night.
You were so quiet for the last 3 weeks when Gerrit Cole was pitching well. Not a peep out of you. Barely a peep. I'd have to bring it up to you. Hey, how's Gerrit Cole doing? Yesterday was a very odd performance by him. It was odd.
Yeah.
Dude, he pitched 8 innings, struck out 11 guys, didn't walk anybody.
Yeah.
So on the surface, you say, oh, that's amazing. But he had just this one horrific inning in the third and then made one, I don't even know if it was a bad pitch, but Ramon Urias deposited into the seats. And outside of that, he dominated for like the 6 other innings.
To be fair, that pitch he hit was by his eyeballs. So I'll give the hitter a little credit. Sometimes the hitter's just better.
Would you not agree that Gerrit Cole last night gave you a very odd performance?
Odd in that he struck out 11 guys but gave up 5 runs.
No,
yes.
Odd in that if you watched him, and I know you did, he dominated most of the game. For some reason in the third inning, it was like batting practice.
Yeah, well, that's not dominating.
No,
sorry.
I get that, but most performances, it's easy to say, hey, Gerrit Cole wasn't good tonight.
That's like,
or Gerrit Cole was good tonight. This was a very mixed bag performance. And considering how banged up their bullpen is, it was pretty big that he was actually able to give you 8 innings.
Yeah, great, they lost. He gave up a million runs.
Yeah, but
it's like saying, hey, a guy had a good second quarter. Made 5 shots, but he was 0 for 19 the other 3 quarters.
If you keep jumping to they lost, you're right. And I'll say that 4 through 9, they were 1 for 20.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Like, there are reasons why they lost besides Gerrit Cole's terrible third inning.
I agree 100%. I just listen to what goes on around here. And someone's got to be the sheriff. Someone at some point has to say,
what are you even talking about?
Stop the craziness. You haven't spoken on the station yet. Huh. I don't know if you're going to be crazy or not.
Well, what's the
but
craziness?
But I get the sense you want to fight today.
What's the craziness?
And if you want to fight, then I'm putting on the gloves. Let's go.
What are we fighting about?
You guys make excuses for this guy.
No one
and
made
I'm
an
fascinated
excuse.
By it.
No one
you
made
know,
an
we
excuse.
Dominated the other 5 innings.
Craig. Just stop for 1 second.
Go.
You're on like fire. It's like you're on crack today for some reason.
Go.
I understand it wasn't a vintagely great performance by Gerrit
Cole. So he didn't dominate.
He did for 6 innings.
Let me stop right there.
I didn't say it was a good performance. I said it was an odd performance.
Did he pitch only 6 innings?
He pitched 8 innings.
Then he didn't dominate.
For 6 of the 8 innings, he looked like a dominant ace.
Okay.
For the 3rd inning and 1 batter in the 6th inning.
Yeah.
He threw batting practice.
Excuse me.
It's odd.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not bad. It's odd.
I guess I'm just
Does
hung
that
up.
Not make sense to you?
I'm hung up on you people saying, oh, he dominated last night. No, he didn't.
First of all, I'm one person. Stop saying you people.
No, a lot of people in the hallway.
No.
And on the radio
the
hallway. Station.
I only speak for myself. Yeah. I watched baseball last night, and Gerrit Cole had one of those really weird performances.
Yeah.
How often in baseball do you see a guy go 8 innings, allow 5 runs, and strike out 11 guys? How often do you see that?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, I watch a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
The answer's never.
Never.
It was a freaking weird performance.
Yeah, he didn't dominate.
That's all.
Disagree, he didn't dominate. And we're good, we'll move on.
He certainly didn't dominate the third.
Okay, so that's a small little victory for me, okay?
Okay, I want a small
victory. I'll take that.
Will you admit that yesterday's Gerrit Cole performance was unique?
No.
It wasn't?
Unique. Gave up 5 runs.
How many times have you seen a guy go 8 innings?
I can't answer that question. Well, the hell knows?
Has it
ever happened?
No.
It's never happened?
Last night's pitching line by Gerrit Cole of 8 innings, 7 hits, yeah. 5 runs, no walks, 11 strikeouts was a unique pitching line in the history of Major League Baseball.
Did you go to like a baseball atlas or something to find that out?
It doesn't matter where I went. The point is it was unique last night.
Here's the
and
deal.
This is typical of you.
You are
just blaming Gerrit Cole for everything.
Yeah, it's fun.
How about the fact that 4 through 9 in this lineup last night, they did nothing.
What'd you say, Gerrit Cole's a racist?
How about, I didn't say that.
Is that what you just said?
How about the fact, and if you're not going to do it, I'll do it for you. Okay? I'll be that guy. How about the fact that Isaiah Conner-Falefa pulled a Carlos Beltran? Let's all just admit it.
Okay.
That ground ball chopper to third was identical, was the same.
Chalk.
In every way to the Beltran bouncer against Johan Santana. I thought I was living in a Twilight universe.
Yeah?
Like, that was nuts, dude.
Meanwhile, while the Yankees were losing to the Orioles and Gerrit Cole was getting abused in the third inning, at least, something very interesting happened in San Francisco yesterday, and it has nothing at all to do with the fact that the Mets put on a hitting clinic late in that game, early in that game, middle of that game, in blowing out the San Francisco Giants. You know, Evan, there are guys that you meet along the way who are not known as egotistical guys, but the reality is that they are driven by their ego. They want people to notice them.
Mm.
They want people to guffaw over them. They need it. It's like the oxygen and the air that you and I breathe. Being a celebrity is the air that they breathe. Being recognized is the air that they breathe. And when they get away from it, boy, do they miss it. They miss it so much, they make a spectacle of themselves to get a little taste of it back. That happened last night at your New York Met game.
You didn't even watch the Met game last night.
And why would I?
Exactly.
It started at 10 o'clock at night. I'm busy.
It was a great game to watch.
Do you know what I'm referencing
every second of it. Let me go through everything I watched in this game last night.
Yep.
Jeff McNeil celebration after his home run.
No, all good with that.
Pete Alonso celebration after his home run.
All good with that. You know, I love Pete.
Okay, so none about the home runs. JD had 4
and
hits.
And is that the point where I know I'm the only person in America saying this. That's why I'm special.
Mm-hmm.
But it reeked. Like, it smells bad. It's embarrassing.
How did you find out about it if you weren't watching the game?
I saw it.
So what, though?
I saw it today.
So what?
I'm going to tell you in a second. Because I know you don't know.
Was it? Wait, no, hold on. One more guess.
Okay.
Was it Luis Gonzalez, outfielder, pitching for the San Francisco Giants?
No, it was not Luis Gonzalez.
And me and him have similar velocities when pitching?
It was close. it was definitely close.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
No. I mean, you got to get over yourself, David Wright.
David Wright, you're attacking David Wright.
It's embarrassing.
What did he do wrong?
He loitered outside the Met clubhouse wearing a New York Met hat, hoping people recognize him. What are we doing? Come on, dude.
Is that what he did?
Oh, it was embarrassing.
He was wearing a Met hat?
He was wearing a New York Met baseball hat, loitering.
David was looking for attention.
It was like he was in the front row of Broadway, stood up, turned around, hoping somebody noticed him.
And
then he stood there, signing autographs, taking pictures. La, la, la.
And you would know something about that.
That's exactly right. You'll see on Friday. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait. Come on, man. I think it's great that David Wright even wanted to see the New York Mets. He's kind of been disconnected and divorced from them for a while now. He's not playing an old timers day, and he was invited. I don't know why he's not playing. Maybe he doesn't feel like he's an old-timer yet, which I would certainly respect and get. But David Wright showed up yesterday and loitered outside the visiting clubhouse with a New York Met hat on. Would someone notice me, please?
You're a desperate, sad man, and I'll tell you why.
You're talking about David Wright?
No, I'm talking about you.
No.
I'll tell you why.
No.
The Mets beat the San Francisco Giants 13-3.
Yeah, good job.
The Mets are now 4-1 since Max Scherzer got hurt. Granted, he wasn't going to start all these games, but there's a trickle-down effect. Yep. And yet, you want to attack the New York
Mets.
No,
I don't. The Mets have been
and
great.
You sat in your cubicle this morning and you said, I got nothing. J.D. Davis had four hits. Pete Alonso's having an MVP caliber season.
He is.
David Peterson was freaking awesome. It was Buck's birthday. All is right with the world. So what did you do?
What did I do?
You went below the belt.
No, I didn't.
You attacked our captain.
It's embarrassing.
You attacked our captain.
And that's David's my guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he your guy?
He and I did a vitamin water commercial together.
Is he still your guy?
Yes.
Does he feel the way about you today, the way he felt a few years ago?
I have not talked to David since he moved his family out to California post-retirement. So I can't say that we are actively connected. We are not.
Uh-huh.
I have invited him through his agent to a number of different things that we've done here.
And has he come?
Which he has not attended or decided to participate in.
Uh-huh.
Including a comedy show and a charity event, even Pete Alonso night. That being said, when you show up in San Francisco wearing a New York Met hat, loitering outside the New York Met clubhouse, you're begging for attention.
Do you have proof he was wearing a Met hat?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Can I see it?
Well, in this picture, he's wearing an NYPD hat.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, wait a second.
In this one picture, yeah.
So, well, hold on. Yeah. So you decided to attack the captain for wearing a Mets hat. And then after your partner says, hey, I'd like to see some proof. So you give it a double check.
Yeah.
You realize that maybe you weren't accurate.
It's an NYPD hat. I'll take the loss on that. Oh. I apologize. I misrepresented.
Hold on. Not a loss.
My memory was it was a Met hat.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at it now. Uh-huh. So let me, Mike Gooch, good job. It is an NYPD hat,
oh, yeah.
Not a Met hat.
So you're not going to take...
That's on me.
You're not going to take a loss, Craig.
You're going to take a massive loss.
Come on, man. Loitering.
Loitering?
Loitering.
Showing support for the greatest police department in America?
You know how I feel about
NYPD.
That's my
guy.
Come on, man.
David, we still love you.
Yeah, somebody noticed me. Somebody look at me. Somebody, hey, I'm over here. Come on, man. What do we do?
I just want the audience to know I knew he wasn't wearing a Met hat or an NYPD hat, and I just wanted to kind of give Craig some more time bash our guy
before the little
punch in the face.
I am taking ownership that is an NYPD hat, not a Met hat.
That's
the guy next to him is wearing a Met hat. Oh, and everybody surrounding him are wearing Met hats and Met sweatshirts as well. There you go. Yeah, right outside the Met clubhouse. Look at me. Please, look at me.
That's my guy. I miss you, David. You know what I did last night? I watched clips of the 2015 Mets.
Why?
I was so... Why? Yeah. Because they just beat the Giants' ass last night. They continue... You know, the Yankees have lost...
You went back. Yeah. I mean, this is a
You're
problem.
Damn right.
You have to admit,
I'll
on.
Tell you the exact clips
you have
I watched.
To admit you have a problem.
Do I?
Yeah, like I admit I have a problem.
What's my problem?
You're a compulsive Met fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a problem.
Here's the thing,
Craig. Why do you, and I'm sorry to say this because I know you don't mean it.
Go ahead.
Do you hate your family?
My family's sleeping. It was 1:30 a.m. In fact,
Do you not like porn?
Well, that's a different...
Like, the rest of us go to RedTube and call it a night. You go back and watch highlights of Met games from
Craig,
7 years ago.
Let me...
After watching a Met game.
Let me take you through this. It's 12:45 in the morning. My entire family is sleeping. I'm in bed with my oldest son. He's been having some nightmares lately, whatever. All right? So I'm there to console him.
Of course.
I now can't sleep. So I'm inspired off of that ass whooping. You realize the Mets have lost back-to-back games once this entire season? Meanwhile, you're licking your wounds over a three-game losing streak.
It's embarrassing.
Okay? So I'm pumped up. 13-3. G.D. Davis is breaking out. We're stepping up. And I started to think back to memories. So I watched J-Riz Familia secure the 6-out save against the Dodgers in Game 5, and I even teared up. I watched the final out of Familia striking out Dexter Fowler to win the NLCS, and I watched David Wright hit a home run in the World Series. And it pumped me up, and then I went to bed with a smile on my face. It was a very good night, Craig. Very good night.
I'm glad you had such a good night. We got phone numbers for you, 877-337-6666. Do I have to tweet that I know it's an NYPD hat? I know it's on NYPD hat. Thank you. Okay, that's done. Let's just get that out of the way right there. All right, very good. Listen, we got lots to do today. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in the greatest city on earth. unless you ride the subways. 877-337-6666. Don't forget, this Friday, the official kickoff of the summer at DJ's in Belmar. Hey, I feel like when we do this read, we should have like some kind of dance music or club music even. You know, just a little something. Dance music.
Dance music?
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, like, what am I going to hear DJs? Dun, 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 dun.
I was thinking more like, you know, your typical 80s rock music.
I think Craig was pretty much humming Sandstorm by Darude. So
dun, 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 yep. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, yeah, with your fists in the air. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, just something. I mean, give me something.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Big news in the snack world. Oreo and Ritz have teamed up on a cookie cracker sandwich. What? Yeah, that's right. Oreo, half Oreo, half Ritz. Little peanut butter, little cream, little chocolate. Delicious.
That has a chance to be one of the greatest snacks ever.
It's probably like a short time offering, but yeah, we'll be stocking up on those.
That's got incredible potential.
Yeah, you like the concept
Can
of that?
Can you get us like a year's supply, please?
A year's supply?
Yeah.
Why would I get you a year's supply?
I'll tell you why.
You may not even like it.
Because you just said it's going to probably be short-lived.
Yeah, my gut is it's like a promotional type
thing. Now let's say we both love it. Let's say we both think it's the most incredible thing of all time.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Well, it's quite simple, Evan. You can go out there and buy a couple packages of double stuff. And get your Ritz separate. A
lot of work.
And put them together. Or just buy a jar of Jiffy peanut butter and Oreo cookies and make it at home.
I don't know about you. When I'm snacking, I kind of want to be lazy. I really don't want to work hard.
You know, you could dip. Of course, the cookie would crumble inside the peanut butter because it's a little too, the viscosity's too thick. But you could always make these at home should you like them.
Interesting.
But we can send someone out to get a pack today if you'd like.
Yeah, get a pack. These West Coast games make me put weight on.
Yeah.
Because because the way
it's the West Coast games that do that?
Absolutely. Because when I stay up late, I feel like every inning or two, I got to go nosh. Yeah.
It wasn't the Faico's Italian sub I bought you today that weighed 10 pounds?
Well, that's a part of it.
Yeah. See, I do that out of the kindness of my heart.
That was very sweet of you. Thanks,
pal. I went to Faico's today. They're opening up a third location. Yeah.
Nice.
Sarasota, Florida.
Oh.
That's right. So now we have a reason to go to Sarasota, Florida, other than playing shuffleboard with my grandparents who are dead. But you get the reference. I hope you get the reference.
I love me some shuffleboard, man.
Yeah. So go to Sarasota. Faico's opens in September. Play some shuffleboard. Get an Italian sub.
Sounds like a weekend.
All good. There you go. Here's Jimmy in Staten Island. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, guys, you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Jimbo.
Listen, I kind of agree with you, Carton, on some things. I'll tell you something that I'd like to ask Evan.
Yeah.
Evan, I know you love the way Cole pitches. I do, too. But here's the question I got for you, which will settle the whole argument.
Go ahead.
No, seems so... Would you have given him a $300 million contract?
Would I have given him a $300 million contract? It's a great question, and I'll tell you why I lean towards yes, as unpopular as that may seem to Craig and you. Look around Major League Baseball and tell me the starting pitchers that are better. Go ahead. Tell me the guys that I could have acquired or will acquire that are better. Since 2020, when they brought him in, while his numbers may not be as dominant as you want and there are questions about the sticky stuff, who's as reliable? Like, answer me the question. And when you struggle to answer it, which you should, this is not me trying to, like, test your baseball knowledge.
Yeah.
It's proof that when you make a decision about a player, you also have to look around the league and say, okay, we didn't sign Gerrit Cole. What reliable guy who takes the baseball every 5 days would you want? And let me say this about Gerrit Cole, and this is not a shot at Jacob deGrom, and it's not a shot at Max Scherzer. It's a fact. Here are the facts. Gerrit Cole's going out there and making starts every 5 days.
Yeah. Here's the other thing when it comes to pitchers versus position players. You know, if Aaron Judge goes 0 for 5 tonight, he gets to play again tomorrow and go 2 for 4 with a walk and 5 RBIs, whatever the case may be. He can make you immediately forget about the 0 for 5 the night before. When a pitcher goes out there, and I'm not using last night's performance to be fair, but an earlier performance this year, like against Detroit, let's say, where Gerrit Cole was terrible, you know, or a game where he doesn't get out of the first inning and second inning, that kind of thing, it sits with you longer. You know, it sits out like a meatball.
Right.
He doesn't get to play tomorrow and make you immediately forget yesterday's 100%. Performance.
And also,
part of it.
I think the other part of it is when he came here with expectations of winning a Cy Young every single season and being that final piece towards a championship. That was the expectation when he signed with them before the 2020 season. Has he been everything Yankee fans wanted? No. Has there been controversy along the way? Sure. But again, go around the league. Just go around the league and think about all the different starting pitchers you'd prefer over Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
Make that list. And tell me what you come up with.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
And by the way, they still have a 4.5 game lead in the division, and that's why I always say on this show, stack dubs. You stack dubs whenever you can. You don't apologize for it. You don't explain yourself. Stack the dubs so that when you do lose 3 games in a row and your offense is pathetic, you can look at the standings and, hey, we're still in first place.
So
we still have the best record in baseball.
So the New York Mets and the New York Yankees have a very similar record. The Yankees are 29-13. The Mets are 29-15. So the Yankees are obviously a game better. But they've gotten to this place in such an incredibly different way. The New York Mets, here's the negative, haven't had a winning streak more than 3 in a row.
Right.
That's not a joke. But they've also only lost back-to-back games once. The Yankees, not that they've been incredibly streaky, but they've been more streaky. They had that really long winning streak.
Yeah.
Now they've got a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah.
But they've both gotten to the same place. For your own mental health as a baseball fan, which way would you rather get here?
It's a really good question. There's nothing better, I don't think, in baseball during the regular season than a long win streak. Because then you wonder, when's it going to end? And it's exciting. Hey, 8 in a row, 9 in a row, 10 in a row, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When you win 2 out of every 3, or a little bit better than that, because that's the pace the Mets are on,
right?
You never get to enjoy that, hey, we've won 6 in a row. You know what I mean?
This may stun
you. Which means that every series you play there's a rubber match.
Pretty much.
Essentially,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This may stun you.
I completely disagree with you.
Of course you do.
I love the fact that while you're right, I'd love a 9-game winning streak. Who wouldn't? Of course. I love the fact that I never have to wallow in pain for too long because up until this point, and obviously things can change tomorrow, I acknowledge that, the Mets haven't lost back-to-back games in a month and a half.
Yeah.
A month and a half!
And by the way, you've been winning, even in the very small sample size, since the earth fell, since the sky fell. Oh my God, Scherzer's out for 6 to 8 weeks. What have you done since? You've got one loss. Everything else has been a win.
Yeah.
Win, win, win.
Yeah.
Loss. Win, 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 win.
Yes.
Right.
Now, that doesn't change
so for
my...
all the panic of last week, they're pretty good baseball
team. Well, and this doesn't change my thoughts. I've gotten a few people, including Christopher Hagan on Twitter, who said, Evan, 4-1 since we lost our ace. Stop with the survival mode. We got to go 33-20 during the 53-game streak. And I'm still not there. We're still at the point of survive while Max is out. But what's really helping is that they're slowly but surely adding to their division lead. Because here's what matters the most for the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. It's not even your record. It's how many games ahead of you are you of the second-place team. It's about winning this division. And yeah, the Mets are in a weaker division right now. There's no question.
Take advantage of that.
Take advantage of
it. Do you think there's any chance somewhere along this road trip that Max Scherzer will show up wearing an NYPD hat and stand outside the Met clubhouse hoping someone notices him so that he can sign autographs and take pictures and feel important again?
You are a desperate man.
I'm just asking the questions that America wants answered.
You're a sad,
that's all.
Pathetic.
Hey, everybody!
Desperate.
I'm over here! I used to play for the Mets! Somebody notice me!
What I have noticed over the year and a half we've done a show together,
yes,
and I find it fascinating. I've actually kept
that
score.
That it's only been a year and a half? Yeah, it feels a lot longer. It
feels like 10 years.
Like in dog years.
Every time the Mets are playing really well,
yeah,
you try to attack something about the Mets.
No, I didn't.
So today the attack is our captain, David Wright.
Not
How
at
dare
all.
You?
Not at all.
How dare you?
First of all, he's not your captain. Secondly, he hasn't played for you in a number of years. Thirdly, he's dying for attention. Because David Wright easily could have stayed in the clubhouse, gone in the clubhouse, been in a suite, done whatever he wanted to do. He loitered outside the clubhouse.
Did you,
come look at me.
Did you see how many people wanted his autograph? In fact,
a
one
lot.
Of the pictures I saw features this young lady crying out of excitement because David Wright signed the baseball.
That's right. She had no idea who David Wright was. Her father had to tell her.
Stop.
Look at the picture again. Her dad's like, that's David Wright. You can see him making the W with his mouth.
Ooh.
Ooh. No, no. Yeah, I guess it'd be an R, really, not a W. it's a whole different mouth.
It's a silent W, Craig. Come
Someone
on.
Just sent me a picture. Dude, they only made 1,000 boxes of the Ritz Oreos. So
a
we're not
thousand?
Getting them. Yeah.
For what? So who gets it?
Okay, so 1,000 limited edition Ritz Oreo boxes will be available on May 26th at noon.
That's
sign
Thursday.
Sign up here to get an email.
Thursday at noon.
So I think you have to do it online, dude.
So sign up. Let's go. Can't you use your power to get us some boxes? Come on. You're Craig Carton. Let's go. Chop, chop.
See, the chop chop is unnecessary.
Let's see what you're made of. Let's see how big of a deal you are.
The chop chop is unnecessary.
How many people in New York radio were number one in mornings, number one in afternoons
outside
of Howard Stern? It's you. If you can't get these cookies, shame on you, sir. Shame on you.
What'd you bring Howard Stern's name up for?
Because he's the other one who's done it. It's you and Howard Stern.
Have done what?
Number one in mornings, number one in afternoons in New York radio.
I'm sorry. Yes, that's accurate.
Yeah,
only two people in the history of New York radio have ever done that.
But you know what?
Me and Howard Stern.
But I bet you Howard Stern can get those cookies.
You're like the Howard Stern of sports talk. You're a shot jock. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
But just remember this.
Yes.
Howard would get those cookies.
Howard would get those cookies. Well, who has Oreo? Nabisco, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a Nabisco brand? It's not Kraft. It's Nabisco, isn't
That's
it?
Right.
And doesn't wine? Is there a Jersey off? There's a Jersey Nabisco plant.
There's
there?
A Jersey right near your house. Let's go.
I think it's like right here, like Jersey City, Hoboken-y.
Cross the river.
I could be totally wrong on that.
I'll look it up.
I mean, because then we have a shot.
Where is Nabisco located?
Oh, you know what it was? They shut it down. It was in Fairlawn. And I think, if memory serves, They moved it to Mexico.
Yeah, it's temporarily closed.
Yeah, that was a big to-do.
New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, Nabisco used to have a plant, and then they moved it to Mexico.
Hmm.
Where's Trump when you need him?
The wall wasn't big enough. It was founded in Chicago, so let's go to Chicago. Done. Road trip.
No. Oreos were made in New Jersey, dude. For 63 years, the Oreo cookie was made in New Jersey.
So now it's made exclusively in Mexico?
I think it's made in Mexico now, yeah. Yeah, you're in Las Vegas connections?
Trip. Let's go, yeah, let's go down. We're going down, road trip.
Oh, man, how are we going to get these? All right, I'm going to have to make a couple calls.
Yeah.
Hey, can you get Chris Christie on the phone for me?
You think he can get it?
Yeah, I think he's a snack lover. I think there's a chance that my main man might have a connection with Nabisco. I don't know. That's certainly possible.
Why do you assume he has a connection with Nabisco?
Because he's a very powerful, well-connected man who likes snacks.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. I know. I like snacks, too. Now, famously, he was an M&M guy.
Ah.
If you remember the video, he was an M&M guy.
Mm.
But who doesn't love the double stuff?
God, I'd love to throw some M&Ms in that little double stuff as well. Let's mix it all together.
Now, see, that's where you get
what?
Crazy.
Why?
Just leave it be.
Why?
Just leave it alone.
This whole thing is pushing things together. Why not add a third?
No, because you don't do that.
Why?
Because enjoy what's been made for you.
No, they haven't even made it yet. We're talking about the Ritz crackers and the Oreo,
I know,
correct?
They've made it. There's a thousand of them.
Why wouldn't you add a third to it?
Because you don't need to.
Why do we need to do this to begin with?
Why don't you go buy a box of Ritz, a box of Oreos, and a bag of M&Ms and make it yourself?
You are very argumentative today. I've noticed that. Very argumentative.
Why can't this well enough alone? Leave it alone. It's good.
Because the whole thing was something new.
Yeah, so enjoy the new thing. Don't make new again.
Why not?
Because that's how you wind up with, you know, new Coke. Like, classic Coke is good enough.
Why? How about we forget the Ritz crackers and just go and Reese's Pieces?
Yes, that's right. A guy actually bumped into another guy. Peanut in my chocolate, your chocolate's in my peanut butter. Let's make Reese's Pieces. Okay. Like that happened. Sure. And then you'd come along, that's not enough.
Probably.
Can you put a Jolly Rancher in there too?
What was that ice cream Friendly's used to make with Reese's Pieces? Oh, I loved it.
It was Reese's Pieces.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, they had the Reese's Pieces Sunday.
That was it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I was the chief ice cream scooper back in 1985. That's right. I get down with Friendly's, man. The Fribble's the greatest shake of all time.
Ms.
Now
Friendly's.
They've changed how they make it, which I'm very much against. Mm. And most Friendly's are going out of business. But the Friendly's Fribble was the greatest milkshake of all time.
Is there a Friendly's nearby, DJs? That's a perfect stop
for
me.
Most of them shut down, to be honest. They were,
really?
The corporation wasn't doing well. There were some that survived it, so I don't know the answer to that. But the Fribble's no good no more.
Really?
See, what it used to be, Evan, like if you had a strawberry Fribble,
mm-hmm.
they would take whole milk. There was a green scooper and a red scooper based on the size of the Fribble. You take a couple scoops of real strawberry ice cream, and you have a couple pumps of strawberry syrup, thus the Fribble, okay? What they wound up doing, because I guess it was less expensive, they foobarred the Fribble. They went with vanilla soft serve and the strawberry syrup, but no strawberry ice cream. No good.
That's a problem.
No good. It's not a Fribble.
That's not, what is it?
Not
something
a Fribble.
Else. Hey,
it's something
Fribble.
Else. Yeah, now it's just a Fugazi milkshake.
Fugazi.
With all due respect to my friends, the Fugazis from the West Village.
Speaking of which, real quick, I was at a Met game the other day, and a gentleman came over to me to correct you and I. It's not Fugazi, it's Fugazi. He wanted you to know that. Yeah. His name was Jim. Jim said, tell your bald partner it's Fugazi, not Fugazi. And I said, thank you, sir. I will let him know.
Why is it then that Brian Fugazi came to me complaining about the improper use of, very specifically, Fugazi. Not Fugazi, Fugazi.
Don't kill the messenger.
Yeah, okay. Tell Jim, put a cork in it. We're good. 877-337-6666. There's got to be a Northeast distributor of Oreos that we can get in touch with. Big Mac, you're on it. And why did I pick you?
Yeah, I'm on
it. Because you're the first face I saw.
Yeah,
nothing to do with you maybe liking
Chris Christie's the first friend you thought of.
he
just a coincidence. he sheer
happened
coincidence.
To be the first buddy of mine I
right.
thought of.
Yeah, absolutely. I
Not because of what you're alluding to.
No, no.
Because he's a very powerful, well-connected guy.
I get it.
And he might run for president. And he might ask me for money. I don't know.
Good luck with that.
And I don't have any.
Good luck with that. Good luck with all of that.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
He's got a better chance at the Orioles, that's for sure.
Is that true?
Much better chance.
Than getting money from me? Yes, or, you're right about that.
Or the White winning. House. Yeah.
Well, listen, you guys, you guys don't believe in a dark horse. And who just won the Kentucky Derby? Yeah, the 80-1 shot.
Well, that's the original true. Dark horse was, of course, James Garfield. Is that who you're referring to? He was the dark horse. He was the ultimate dark horse. True story.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to.
That's what I thought of.
Yeah.
Read the book, Dark Horse.
Of course, I would go more like Truman against Dewey, but sure.
Well, I mean, he was supposed to lose, but he was the general election candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just, and he was the president at the time.
Feel free to go back, because the paper...
No, no. He was already in the office.
Yeah,
I mean, called him Dark
just because the poll said he was going to lose.
The paper said Dewey won.
And the Chicago Tribune, I think it was, said, oh, Dewey defeats Truman. I don't think that qualifies in the Christie dark horse kind of realm.
I think it's very, very close to that.
No. I think my Garfield comparison's better.
No one knows the Garfield comparison.
Come on.
For real.
He was a president.
He was a fat cat who ate lasagna.
Do you know where Garfield, New Jersey is?
No, I don't.
Have you ever heard of Garfield, New Jersey?
Sure, I have.
Now you're just pulling my leg.
Yeah,
you know Garfield,
I know
New
Garfield,
Jersey.
Yes.
You
I live in New Jersey.
So you damn well know Garfield.
Have you ever been to Garfield's childhood home?
Maybe.
You have, haven't you?
Maybe.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
What state is it in?
It's in New Jersey.
No.
He's got a little river in the back with the thing.
No.
What do you call them things?
No. He's from Ohio.
Huh?
He's from Ohio.
Well, his childhood home, yeah. Not his adult home.
Sure. You mean where he laid and eventually died? Is that what you're referring to?
He died in New Jersey after a gun battle with...
Well, it wasn't a gun battle.
The kid.
James Guttow, when he got shot.
He shot him.
Yeah.
That's what we call a gun battle.
It wasn't a battle. He didn't battle back. He got shot.
That's his problem. You never get into a gun battle without battling back. That's really
Did he have a gun on him?
No.
So it wasn't like a duel?
He was the president walking through a train depot, I think.
I thought there was a duel with the president.
No, there was no duel. He got shot by a disgruntled worker.
I think you're thinking of Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton.
There was like 10 paces.
You're only 100 years off.
This makes seven. This makes seven.
Well, maybe 80.
That's
years
the
off.
Only problem with it. The years you're off.
The years, the people, the outcome. Yeah, you're a little off.
I believe I got it right that someone got shot. I mean, a little credit for that.
Was either person president?
You just said Garfield was.
No, no. I'm talking about the Burr-Hamilton duel.
Yeah, Hamilton.
He was not president.
And then Burr became president when he shot him.
No.
That's how it used to go back in the day. If you shoot the president, you become president.
Really?
In the 1800s.
How did President Wilkes Booth do?
Well, he died. So he couldn't,
is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
They found him in a farmhouse. Did you know that?
That part is true, yes.
Yep. And to get
him
out.
It was a manhunt.
They lit a fire. Very smart. They lit a fire around the farmhouse to try to smoke them out.
Well, you know, that whole thing was a conspiracy. They were trying to take down Lincoln. They were trying to take down Johnson. They were trying to take down Seward. They were trying to bring down the entire government all at the same time.
Right.
And William Seward, I think, got stabbed
while
he was in his bed.
And then he bought Alaska. I was like, hey, I'm hurt. Let me have Alaska. Like, all right, yeah. You can have Alaska. Look, you're bleeding.
Not bad.
They were so bad they called it Seward's Folly.
There you go.
Because they thought it was a joke. Who would ever want Alaska? Thank God we did, or we'd be speaking Russian right now.
You know what you're doing?
Not that there's anything wrong with speaking Russian, you know, but just not now. It's a bad time.
You're pulling a Gary Cohen.
What did I do?
You are showing your knowledge, correct knowledge, basically
Thank you.
Correct.
Appreciate that.
On something that really didn't have to do with what we're talking about, just to show people, look what I know.
Yeah.
Hi, I know about Seward's Folly.
There you go. I retain a few things.
That's pretty good.
Every now and then.
Pretty good.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.